Well, good evening, everyone. This is Cheryl Lee Davis, and this is the June 1st, 2017, first day of prayer call, and this is our evening call. And I am so glad to have you all on this call, excuse me, because we're about to talk to the Lord, and we know that prayer is powerful, and we know that God moves in response to prayer. So we're doing some very important work here tonight, and in God's faithfulness is continuing to remind me of the importance of prayer, and so I do thank him for that. And tonight we are privileged to have Marcia Inman with us, and she is a Stonecroft Regional Administrator in Texas. And she has been involved with this ministry for many years and loves the Lord first and foremost and loves the ministry, of course, and has been a great support to many of the SRAs there in Texas. Many of you will remember that she did write a devotional for our online newsletter that was all about using the life of Moses and praying through some circumstances in his life to guide us through prayer. And if you haven't seen that, I really encourage you to go online to our Women's Connection resources section on our website, because it is a fantastic, I call it a prayer tool. So anyway, we get to hear her again tonight. So thank you, Marcia, and take it away.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. My topic is going to be on identity theft, and I know that sounds crazy, but bear with me. It does have a spiritual application. You know, how often do we hear about identity theft today? It seems almost every day we hear of someone, and often within our own family or circle of friends, who had their credit card number compromised and charges run up, or whose computer email was hacked, and everyone in their address book received an email asking for money to get them home from some faraway land. It's in the nightly news that cybercrime and spying has reached new heights, and some even worry about the security of our electrical grid. We wonder if one morning we'll wake up with no electricity and no idea when it might come back on. In the past 6 years, identity thieves have stolen over $107 billion. To try to protect consumers, everyone recently received new credit cards with a special chip that was supposed to make our information more secure. However, thieves can still trick us with phone scams, mail pleas, and even emails that lure us into giving access or privileged information to those who seek to do us harm. We end up spending money and time trying to inform ourselves and protect our assets. We read articles that share about the hackers' most recent scams and try to remember to always keep our credit cards within sight as the waitstaff processes our bill. We're aware that skimmers exist on some gas pumps, so we're cautious when we put gas in our cars. Special purses and wallets are now available for travelers to protect their credit cards from radio waves that can scan their cards while they're still in their purse or their pants. When we donate online, we make sure that the website has that HTTPS, which means it's secure, before we key in our information. There are all kinds of expensive software programs to monitor our credit and secure our computers from malicious viruses. Caution's good, and Jesus did encourage his disciples to be as shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves in Matthew 10:16. But these thoughts can certainly dominate your life if you let them. So why did I spend all this time talking about such a secular subject as we prepare to pray together? You know, although the subject of identity theft has a secular meaning, I think it has a much stronger spiritual application, and one that each of us encounters multiple times each day. God has given each of us an identity, a birthright, if you will, that we often spend little or no time pondering or guarding. Genesis tells us that we have been individually created by a personal God, not by impersonal forces from an inanimate universe. That same God has seen my unformed substance, and in his book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them, we learn in Psalm 139. Mankind in general is given a stature that is described as being a little lower than the angels in Psalm 8. We're not just an especially developed animal in the evolutionary chain. To those of us who know Jesus as Savior, He's bestowed the unbelievable honor of being called his children. 1 John 3:1 tells us, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are." Is it really as serious as having our identity stolen if we do not know and live out of the identity that God has given us? Actually, I think it's much more serious. Money, excuse me, money and things can be replaced, but years spent living out of a false identity can rob us of our joy, our peace, our testimony, and sometimes even prevent God from blessing us because of our disobedience to listen to his intentions for our lives. Any identity that can be taken away from you is not your true and ultimate identity. How do you define yourself? Each of us women have been daughters. Some of us are wives, mothers, or grandmothers. We can be career women or homemakers. Each of those identities will eventually go away. Who are we then? When we meet people for the first time, how do we describe ourselves to them? So often we live as if we are orphans, not children of the living God. When we are consumed with worry and fear of the future, we're forgetting that God has good plans for us, not for calamity, to give us a future and a hope. And I'm sure you all recognize that from Jeremiah 29:11. When we feel lonely and rejected, as if no one cares for us, we're not living out of the truth of John 3:16, that God loves us so much that he sent his only son to die so that we might be reconciled to him. When we feel as if no one has seen our sacrifices and that our ministry efforts have been fruitless, we act as if Jesus didn't tell us 3 separate times in Matthew 6 that your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When the confusion of today's culture begins to make us wonder if gender identity is multifaceted and subject to one's own choosing, we are denying that God made them male and female, as we learn in Genesis, and that he formed my inward parts, wove me in my mother's womb, and that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, as we learn in Psalm 139. When we struggle with a persistent sin and become filled with shame, afraid that we're in danger of being disowned by our Heavenly Father, we forget that our God is the prodigal dad who rejoiced to see his estranged child coming at a distance. He ran to welcome him and restore him to all the rights and privileges of his inheritance. We have such a rich inheritance as God's children. Know what your identity is and live out of that truth. Weigh what you believe about yourself and see if it lines up with Scripture. Or has the enemy of our souls stolen your identity, even for a brief period? When you're not operating out of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you're operating out of a false identity. Why would we exchange peace of heart, soul, and mind, and live as if we did not have God's riches at Christ's expense, otherwise known as grace? Let's not waste another day or another minute forgetting who we are and whose we are. Now, I'm going to lead y'all through a little bit of silent prayer as we kind of reflect on the things that we've talked about with identity. So I will make a comment or a statement about it, and you can just silently pray through those three things as I lead you. First, ask the Holy Spirit to be an active participant in our prayer time together, that he would speak to our hearts about his concerns, and let him give us the words to use in our petition. Now, thank God for his loving kindness to you, that he made you a beloved daughter of his, that he sees you as perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, because he sees you through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for his patience with us as we grow in our understanding of our new identity in Christ and in our ability to live it out. He's never angry with us when we stumble. Now ask God to reveal to you any areas of your life where you have believed lies, where you have adopted some other identity other than His cherished, forgiven, beloved, redeemed daughter of the Most High God. Are you functioning as an orphan who has to work very hard because she's on her own? Do you feel like your prayers or your service for Him have been forgotten? Do you feel under condemnation, even though you know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? Let Jesus show you those areas where you have forfeited your birthright. Now, as you have reflected and maybe God has revealed something to you, ask the Lord to forgive you for your amnesia about who you really are, and ask Him to make you more sensitive to the Holy Spirit's reminders about your secure position in Him. Finally, thank Him for the great freedom He has given us to live as His children. We're not slaves, and we're not orphans. And thank Him for the great price He's paid to make that possible. May we live out of it daily in the joy and the gratitude He is due. Now we ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And I just want to start our time with a prayer and thank the Lord. And so, Father, I do thank You for this devotion that has taken each one of us back to our own place of identity and who we are in You and that we belong to You. And I thank You for Marcia's time and care that she took to put these words to pen and to share them with us. And, Father, I just want to pray these prayers that we've just prayed for our own lives. I just want to pray these prayers for Stonecroft with my sisters on the phone. So, Lord, we do ask You to reveal Your concerns. We do thank You, God, that You have been, that we lack in nothing at Stonecroft. We do thank You, God, that You have been patient with us. We ask You, Lord, if there are lies that corporately that we're believing, that You would reveal those to us. And we do ask You to forgive us as Stonecroft, that You would forgive us for times when we have not believed and we've had amnesia, as Marcia put it. And we are thanking You again that we are secure in You. And Lord, as we come to You now and to lift up more specific requests for this ministry, we ask that You would guide our time of prayer. I pray You guide me as I facilitate this, Lord, that it would be pleasing to You. In Jesus' name. Well, we do want to start by praying for a few ministry areas at Stonecroft. I've got quite a long list here, and I just have to talk to the Lord about which is most important for which prayer time. And I do want us to pray for our women's connection groups and specifically for our planning teams, that they would be strengthened and encouraged and inspired anew to what God's called them to do. Many of them are taking a break, or they're only going to meet once during the summer, as you know. But let's just spend some time praying for our nearly 600 groups. It's roughly 570, about. Let's pray for our Women's Connection, Christian Women's Club, and After Five groups. And by the way, when you go to pray, if you would just remember to push *2, that will unmute your phone. And then you can *2 again back to put yourself on mute again.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for our Women's Connection group of ladies, and many have served for many years faithfully, and we were all just talking today, Father, about all the blessings of friendships that have come out through this. But Father, I know that some of the many ladies that have been in so long are getting older, and they're getting tired, and they have lots of other responsibilities and health issues. Father, I just pray that as there are some positions still open and to be filled, that, Lord, that for those ladies that it's the perfect time in their life to step up, I pray, Lord, that they would listen to your Holy Spirit and step up. And I just thank you for many years ahead of the wonderful relationships with each other and most of all with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I do pray for all the members of planning teams all over the country. As our last lady just mentioned, they're getting older and they're tired. Some are not well, and yet they dedicate themselves to this ministry and give it their whole heart. So I pray, Lord, first of all, that they would continue to be inspired. They would continue to be eager, and they would be excited about the ministry. They would refresh themselves with what we're all about and why we do what we do. And I pray, Lord, as we learned at the conference last January, I pray that they would be looking for someone to replace them. And then, before they even mention it to them, pray for that person. Pray for that woman who they might invite to take over their job. And I pray that, Lord, you use this mightily in their lives to bring about fresh eyes and fresh feet and fresh arms and just women who are once again dedicated to serve. We love you, Lord. We love this ministry. We want your word to go forth. We want your word to touch lives in many ways. And we pray your blessing on these teams. And thank you in Jesus' name.
I will continue to pray for our Stonecrop Bible studies now. Many of you know that we have a brand new Bible study on Ephesians that has recently been released, and we've actually gone to second printing on that study. And so that's exciting to see how many. I think the first print run was 5,000, so now we're already in the second print run. Praise the Lord. And so, but we do need to pray for more opportunities for the Bible studies to be for groups to start around the country. And we know that over 62,000 of those Bible studies were utilized last year, which probably is more than 10,000 groups of women getting together around God's Word. That's a big deal. So let's pray for the Bible study ministry, and specifically that women would invite their unsaved friends who need to discover Jesus for the first time. And just as a reminder, you just have to push *2 on your phone to unmute.
Father, we just thank you for the thousands of Bible studies that you are using this tool to touch so many hearts and to bring women to you. Just thank you for that. Father, we just pray that these women will want to bless others by reaching out to their neighbors, by wanting to grow and divide, to reach more and more women, that we will have more leaders rise up with the enthusiasm and excitement of these new studies. And we just pray for every opportunity. We pray as many of these Bible studies are being translated, that there'll be many more opportunities to reach the lost through these Bible studies. Just thank you, Father, for what you're doing and how it encourages us to know there are so many Bible studies
going on in this country.
Father, I want to thank you for the New Conversation series, and especially for the one that we just finished, The Known. All of the ladies who attended really enjoyed it and are excited about doing another one, and they're also excited about doing the Ephesians study. So, Father, I thank you for your word and for the way Stonecroft has made it a priority to develop new Bible studies for new outreaches, new ways to reach people in our communities. And I thank you, Father, that we can know that as we study your word, that you will draw us closer to you and help us to know you not only as our Lord, but also as our Savior, as our good shepherd, as our guide. And I thank you, Father.
Lord, there are so many today who don't have any idea what a Bible is or that they should even take time to open a Bible. And yet it is so accessible through apps on our phone, through a book, through somebody having memorized it and sharing it, through our conversations, which include every scripture verse, you know, on and on. And so, Lord, I just pray for a revival to happen among women in our nation who need to know the word and who need Christians to reach them with that message. And so I pray for a new enthusiasm for gathering together with friends and women across this nation and to sit together and study the word of God and figure out who Jesus is. And so we just pray for that in Jesus' name. Well, you've been hearing a lot about the hubs that are developing all across this nation. I think the last time we talked on this prayer call, we were praying about 12 of them. And recently we had an all-staff meeting, and these divisional field directors are very busy starting hubs all across this nation. And I think they were upwards in the 20s now. So this is very exciting to be able to pray for these gatherings of women that are going to get together for inspiration and encouragement and discipleship and training in how to share their faith and ways to make Christ known in their community. And then, of course, that collaboration where they come together and they say, how are we going to reach our city for the gospel, with the gospel of Jesus? What ways are going to be the most meaningful for this city? And so I would like us to take a few minutes now and just to really pray for our divisional field directors, and especially for the development of these hubs that are just popping up everywhere.
Lord, I thank you for this new ministry model that is the product of much prayer over a long period of time. Thank you for our new divisional field directors. Just multiply their time, their energy, their enthusiasm, and their stamina as they travel through their area and talk to younger women, older women, all kinds of women about starting a personally tailored ministry in their area and being a hub. Thank you for what has already been done. Thank you for how fast they're multiplying. It's obvious that this is the fruit of all the prayers that we thought maybe were going nowhere. But when the time was right, you've just opened the door and the flood has started. Thank you, Lord, for these hubs. And as I said, be with each divisional field director. Encourage her. Give her contacts. Give her time. Give her all the things that she needs to run ahead and do those things that you've called her to do. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you're blessing this ministry. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Father, we just pray now together for each one of these divisional field directors, for Susie and for Anne, for Michelle and for Emma, for Rachel and for Sarah. And we lift them to you with great confidence, Lord, knowing that you called each one of these women to this ministry, and we are so happy to stand with them and alongside them and encourage them and lift them to you, Lord, and ask you to give each one of them a portion, a greater portion of your faith and of your word, of course, desire for prayer, great favor as they go out and meet with different ones, and Lord, just a confidence that what you said you're going to do, you will do. And so we just thank you in advance for these six ladies that are leading us really in the field, and we're excited and we're thankful in Jesus' name. Well, we always want to set aside time to pray for specifically for those in our life who don't know the Lord. And we certainly believe the Lord already knows them. And we've done this a few different ways. Sometimes we'll pray just popcorn prayers, or we'll just say the name of the person. But tonight, if you don't mind, I would like you to pray for the people in your life that don't know the Lord, or someone maybe that you've been witnessing to for a long time. But if you feel led, also you can pray scripture over them. You don't have to, but if you want to, just pray God's word as you're praying for those in your life who don't know him. So let's spend some time now praying for people in our lives who don't know the Lord. And just as a reminder, that's star 2 to unmute your phone. Star 2.
Father, I know all of us. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to pray for my son, David. David is a wonderful man. He has a good job. He's a good leader in his community. He's a good husband. He hasn't been such a good dad, but things are lacking in his life. But for all intents and purposes, he looks like a really good man to most who would see him. But when you see him, Lord, you see the hole in his heart. You see the space that you should occupy. He once pretended and looked like a Christian, but now has gone astray. And I pray, Lord, that you give him a longing, a yearning. You will bring him to his knees until he knows that he needs you back in his life. I pray, Lord, that you will help him to understand exactly what it means to know you and follow you. With my whole heart, I pray that he loves you as much as you love him, and that probably can never be, but I pray he gets a glimpse of that. His name is David, and his name means beloved. And I think of the scripture, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, but God is love. And so I pray for David this evening. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to work in his heart. I know that you are. I see little seeds, little signs of hope and recovery. And so I am trusting, Lord, that you will bring him back to yourself with the love and the zeal that he once knew. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lord, your word says that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And whatever you authored for David, you will finish. Lord, I lift up my grandson, David, also, who needs to come to know you fully. He even cries when his sister, who is a pastor's wife, my granddaughter, tells him about your love, and he cries and says, I don't know how to get it from my brain to my heart. So, Father, I lift up both these Davids, and I ask for the one that's already come to know you but has come away. Lord, you authored his faith. I'm asking you to finish it. And, Father, for my grandson, David, I'm asking that you will give him the revelation of the cross. Thank you, Jesus.
And then maybe a few of us just want to name the name of the person in our life. So just go ahead and just say the name of someone that you want us to remember right now as we're praying together for those who don't know the Lord.
Another Father, I just pray for family members that are not only unbelievers, some are quite hostile towards Christianity. And I pray for them right now, Lord, that you would open their spiritual understanding and that Holy Spirit power will give them the revelation that can only come from you in such a turned-off condition. I pray for Barbara, for Joy, for Urbano, and for Bobby and Connie and Robbie. In Jesus' name.
And I pray for Jeff, for Janet, in Jesus' name. For Deborah and Carol.
Chelsea and Gayla.
Brian.
Lord, we just thank you that you heard every one of these names, and I know some of these names sound familiar to me even as we've prayed over the months and years. And I agree with my sister in Christ who prayed that prayer to author. You're the author and finisher, and so, Lord, we ask you now to pull them to yourself by your Spirit. Send your messengers into their lives, Christians who can make a difference and communicate the gospel to them. Surround them in the workplace, surround them in the university, surround them wherever they find themselves, Lord, with believers where they just can't get away. We just want to claim them for you, Lord, and so we ask that you would save these dear ones and let it be a powerful testimony for you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We also are praying for new volunteers to come into the organization. We always want to ask the Lord to bring the women of his choosing. And I know we see this on planning teams, but we also want to see this within our hubs, within Bible studies. We want Christian women to know that they can be part of this evangelism ministry. And so I would like a few of you just to really pray now that the Lord would call women into this ministry to serve and to lead and to just be a part of the strengthening force that God is doing in Stonecroft.
Father God, I pray that you would reach out to women that are in the Bible studies and attending the dinner groups or the daytime groups, and I pray that you move in their hearts, that you would call them unto you. And Father, for me, I would pray that you would move in hearts of the women in my church when I have the opportunity to share about Stonecroft in ministry this summer, that you would call somebody from there to want to get involved. I especially think of Jenny Zum. I just pray that you put it on her heart and you would call her if it's according to your will. And I ask this in Jesus' name.
Father, I pray that you would raise up leadership in our area. It appears that
some of the women that are extremely busy but extremely qualified to take on positions with a commitment to the gospel and to the ministry that has the core value of evangelism so deeply embedded in this ministry. And it's puzzling to be able to reach them with the casting of the vision. They're qualified. They're excited about it. But some of the generations, Lord, are just very difficult to feel that we're getting our message through to them. And we know, Father, that it's not our job to do that. And so I agree with this desire of our ministry that you, Lord, would put it on their hearts, that you would give them that strong passion and desire for women's ministry and for women to come to know Christ, that it would change their life, their homes, and their families. And Father, we're just confident that you are the one to do that, and I just ask you to make that happen in our area according to your timing and to your will, and with the conversation and the words that will make a defining difference in those that you will call, in Jesus' name.
Father, I just pray for so many young women that are maybe just coming to know you, that have accepted Jesus as their Savior. And Father, I just pray that these new women will have the excitement that all of us had when we first knew you, and that they will want to dedicate their lives to serving you, as so many of us have done. So Father, I just pray that they'll see the opportunity of Stonecroft Ministries to be that avenue for them. And whether they learn from going to an outreach meeting or a Bible study or hear something in their church or through a field director, just pray that these women will get on board and most of all be excited and dedicated to serve, not for just a month or two, but that you will put upon their hearts an excitement that only you can give. Only you can give for a lifetime. So we just pray for these women now. And we just pray that so many will come to be volunteers in this ministry. Thank you for that.
All right, I pray, agree with all of those prayers. And I pray for so many of our groups where the same people come month after month, and they're not bringing people who aren't believers. And planning teams that work so hard to put on parties for Christians. So I pray that you would do a work among every woman who's been attending Stonecroft, that they would start waking up with a burden for the lost, and that every planning team would be revived because they see women bringing non-believing women, and they would see women coming to Christ. And that people would start being attracted to be involved in this ministry in Women's Connection Stonecroft Bible Studies, so that we would see a revival in our Women's Connection. And Father, I thank you that this year we've lost far fewer groups than in the last few years. So something good has happened, and we're seeing new groups started. So thank you for doing that. But keep doing it, Father. Keep reviving Christians who are involved with the ministry, and then bring new Christians into planning teams. And Lord, I praise you for what we've been seeing happen with these hubs. In Stonecroft, Kansas City, I was with 10 or 12 young women who were dreaming about new ways to reach Kansas City with the gospel. And it was so exciting. Father, could their tribe increase? Could we see thousands of young women coming into this ministry to do new forms of outreach, so that we see across the ministry from 20-year-olds to 100-year-olds just many people bringing their friends and many people coming to Christ, and we would all say, this is only happening because God did it, because this can't be done by humans. So we just pray that you would do something that would be so magnificent, we would stand back in awe at what you have done by bringing more volunteers in the ministry and waking up the women who've been in this ministry and haven't been bringing their friends either to the Women's Connection or Stonecroft Bible Studies. We pray for a miracle that we could say is only from you, Father.
And maybe the Lord right now is even bringing someone to your mind who you've been praying for. And so I just want to encourage you that if he is, to write that person's name down and keep praying for them, but also ask the Lord for an opportunity to include them in your ministry. I did want to take some time now. You know, in a call this large, there has to be prayer requests that are very personal, and ones I know we were just saying on the call earlier today, there are so many of us in the home office who are addressing issues with our aging parents, some very serious. And so, but we know that on a call this large, there will be some issues that are maybe common or just personal to you, and we want to make sure we have some time to pray with you. And so, if you want to share a request through prayer, we'll just join with you in praying over a specific situation that's in your area, whether it's Stonecroft related or personal, that's fine.
Heavenly Father, I pray for our outreach group that's making a change to daytime. I just pray that you would be there to guide and to make it clear where we should meet, what time we should meet. I pray that the ladies will be available and that it would be a good draw for bringing new people during the daytime group. And Father God, I do pray that you revive our committee and give us that new enthusiasm, bring some new people onto the committee. We just pray that you would send those ladies, and I pray that the committee would be encouraged and motivated to invite new people.
Father, I just lift up the Florence group here in South Carolina who are without a chair and are now on hold. I pray, Father, that you would go ahead of us and that you would lead the way for us to find a younger, young person to lead that group and to change the dynamics of that group from a holy huddle to a mighty and powerful outreach group. Lord, we thank you for the opening that we have to partner with another church there, because without their help, the group would totally die from lack of numbers and lack of growth. So pray to give us all wisdom, those of us who are involved in going forward. And thank you for how well the team received the major changes that we're making, that we're going from daytime to nighttime so that we can include working women. That we're changing the venue from the country club where younger women aren't coming. And so I just pray, Lord, that you would, that we would see your hand working there going forward. I also lift up this big event that we're having here in Lexington in July. Father, we've never done anything this big before, and it's very daunting in a lot of ways because we want to make sure that we have our follow-up put together and that the weather would be good, because part of the eating is going to be outside under in the pavilion. And I just ask, Father, that we know this is an event from you, because you put it together. You put the money there for us to do this unusual outreach. And we're just trusting you, Lord. I just pray for the meeting we have coming up this Sunday with the people who are in charge of this event, and that we wouldn't miss anything, and that it would be a smooth outreach, and that many, many people would come to know you that night. In Jesus' name,
Father, I would lift up a meeting that Michelle Cartwright and I have planned for Saturday morning for the Latino outreach. Father, there's just so many women in this culture that have been left behind by us, and we see changes starting to happen from the several events that we have had. So Father, this Saturday is a time that we've contacted all the volunteers, and Father, yet the numbers are not great for Saturday, but you know who are our future leaders, women that will step up and be leaders for this community. So, Father, I just pray that you will free their time up, that you will burden their hearts to be there. And then I just pray that we can just encourage them, that we're walking alongside them, showing them just how easy it is to reach women in their community. Father, I just thank you for what you're going to do on Saturday morning.
Lord, I do want to lift up the people on our staff, and I know at least one board member and maybe some people on the phone who are dealing with aging parents, and it's really hard when you have to become your parent's parent and they're not happy with it. So I just pray that you lift all of these people up who are struggling with this situation, and I pray that you would give them great wisdom and discernment and peace to deal with the issues at hand. And if some of those, and I think of people recently, former staff members and former board members who have gone home to be with you. And Lord, how much happier they are now that they're with you. And so I pray that if others need to be joining them, you would take them home too. But I just pray through all these transitions that many of our volunteers and staff are going through, that you would just be with them.
Lord Jesus, I pray for your help in the Knoxville, Tennessee group. We have so many women that are feeling very tired and have been serving for a long time. And we have an awful lot of area reps that are not there, that we need to get there to help the groups. I pray that you would help us all, as we're in leadership of any type here, to understand and to know that it's only through prayer and only through you. You will bring it forward. You will bring the women forward. You will bring the first-time guests. And that you will give us everything we need to make them feel so welcome and give them the most wonderful gift of all, which is the story of you and how you want to be in their life, and share it with them. What a beautiful ministry you've given us. Let us be on fire with that again, please, Lord. Please let us learn to be mentors, to mentor those young women, and that you will give us the insight as to who to mentor and who to bring forward, so that throughout the nation and throughout the world, Stonecroft will continue to go and will continue to grow, and most of all, will continue to be there to share the gospel and tell people about you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be with all of us as we get ready to go through all of these things and all these changes. Only you can take care of this. Thank you, God, for doing so.
Lord, I thank you for the call that our DFD had with somebody who's never been part of Stonecroft in Knoxville just this week, who has young women who were interested in starting a hub there. So, Lord, I'm just listening to this prayer, and I'm going, God's moving in Knoxville, Tennessee. And, Lord, I thank you for that. I pray that you would raise up even more, and you would, if people need to step down because they're so tired, Lord, you know that too. But you are doing a great thing. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. As I'm hearing these voices of my friends on this call, I mean, it's just every time I hear somebody pray, I go, I know that one, and I know that one. And I just thank you so much for Stonecroft Ministries and what this ministry has meant to me personally. And even if in 10 years we all the groups are gone to heaven, I just know that you have blessed me through the women on this phone and the women around this country. And this ministry has been a blessing to them and to so many others and thousands and ten thousands. And Lord, would you just keep this thing going for another 75 years for your glory and for the good of many women who can be volunteers to share the gospel and many women who have not yet heard the gospel who need to hear it. We just thank you for what you've done through this ministry and what you're going to do. And I just thank you again for the friends I have made and for how they have blessed me. And I just have to say that.
Lord, I know they don't want to hear this, but I pray especially for these dear people on staff. I don't know all the names, but I met a few of them, and I feel the same way as Lorraine does. And we are blessed to have this group in Kansas City looking over us, so to speak. You are looking over us, but they are doing the best they can to be your servant and to show you to us. And so I ask, Lord, that you bless them. Bless them for their service and their dedication. Give them renewed strength and eagerness and good night sleeps and all those kinds of things that will help them to be just better and better for you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
And Father, on that note, I just want to pray for our dear sister Tempe Brown, who is such a vital part of this organization as a speaker trainer and as a speaker herself, Lord, and having most recently come through some pretty serious physical needs, and you have blessed mightily. God, as she begins this upcoming trip, we are just wanting to have blessing bestowed upon her, Lord, for stamina, for good health, for safety, and for just the fact that she just keeps on trucking, Lord. She's like the Energizer Bunny. And not only is she willing to lovingly share her story and her journey to you, Lord, but she is such an inspiration to all of us and such a solid rock of her faith and whatever comes her way, Lord. And I know that you will be with her. We just thank you for it and know that it will be well received on both ends, Lord, on her end and the places that she'll be going. And so I just ask my sisters to join in as well and remember her in this upcoming month with these travels. And all of our speakers, Lord, such a vital part of the outreach meeting, and it's such a labor of love. And so I just pray your blessings on the speakers in general and that you would keep them healthy and well and moving through this part of the ministry that we give you praise for. Lord, I just pray for the attendance needs here in Anderson for an upcoming meeting on Monday. And God, only you can provide the numbers that we need for the restaurant. So I just commit that to you as we come to the final part of deadline reservations tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Lord, I agree with the request for more workers in the field. But Father, I also want to ask for your financial provision for the ministry. Lord, this is your ministry, and you have resources that we know nothing about. But Father, just bring the funds, particularly this fall with the fall fundraisers, that will allow Stonecroft to move ahead with all the dreams and visions that you've given each one. Lord, we trust you that you will provide what's needed to do the ministry. You always have. You've provided Moses with what he needed, Paul with what he needed, and each one that you've called. You've sustained and given provision for the task that they've been given. And Lord, we just pray for that to continue into the next 75 years, if that be your will. And Lord, we just thank you for what you've done already, and we look forward to seeing how you will bless us in the future. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. And I was praying with you all, and I was thinking to myself again that prayer is work. And we know that, you know, the Lord calls us to pray, and you've all done that this evening. You've worked. You've given of your time, and not just on this call, but all the service that you do for the Lord. And we know you do it for the Lord. It's, you know, Stonecroft gets the privilege of having you, but we know your heart. And we just want to say thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for pursuing in prayer and staying with
all of these needs. And I just want to thank my sister who prayed specifically for Tempe. And, you know, that's what we do. We lift each other up and we bear one another's burdens. And I thought that was just such a blessing. I do want to tell you all, next month we are meeting on July 10th. It's different. Normally we meet on the first of the month, but we're going to add a zero and we're going to meet July 10th. It's going to be a very special first day of the month, which really will be 10th day of the month. But anyway, and because Jan Mathers is going to be sharing from God's Word, we're going to do a special Ephesians focus because we hadn't had a chance to do a conference call on that. And we decided, well, we're going to go through Ephesians and pray through it. And so I just don't want you to miss it. You all know the word, and you know that book is packed with wonderful prayers. So that's next month. And then also keep your eye out in the next 4 weeks or so, because Loving Your Neighbors, brand new resource on prayer. You can gather with people in your neighborhood and go through this devotional prayer resource. You are going to love it, and it should be available just very shortly. It's just that close to being done. And then also, if you're on this call and you're a chair or you're a financial coordinator, or an SRA, I think we got all three of you covered, you will be receiving your fall fundraiser packet pretty soon, I would say in the next month or so. And then, of course, on July 20th, we'll have our fall fundraiser call where we're going to share ideas with one another and give each other encouragement. And so I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, if you're on this call and your group is, God has blessed you with how to put on a fall fundraiser, I hope you'll come on the call, because we want to learn and bless one another, and we'll record it so others can listen later. So God is doing something in this ministry, and we just like hold our hands up and say, Lord, this is your, as Lorraine said to us, Lord, this is yours, it's your doing. So we just give the Lord the praise very, very sincerely and genuinely. Lorraine, do you want to close our time? I've just shared a little bit. Would you close us out in prayer and just send us off for a good evening?
Yeah, I'll do that. First of all, Lord, thank you for Marcia's good words that had me in tears at a couple of points as I was praying. How easy it is to find our identity anywhere but in you. So help us to do that. Help us to draw closer to you every day. Help us to forsake those sins which are in the way, which are the result of us looking everywhere for love but from you. Father, we thank you for this amazing all-staff meeting we had last week and how you knit our hearts together in a way that was awesome. And we pray that that's the beginning of even more work that you're going to do throughout this ministry. And Father, even today, I saw you answering prayer above and beyond all that I could ask or imagine. You can do that in this ministry. You can revive some of those women's connections groups, those Stonecroft Bible studies. You can bring thousands of young women to this ministry, and you can raise all the funds so we never have to worry about it again. Nothing is too hard for you, and we pray that you would do that for this ministry, but you would also continue to work in our hearts, that we would love you more and more every day. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. We love you. We'll see you next month on July 20th. July 10th.
Bye.
Thanks.